mother was in favor of me going to England because I didn't want to study. I was naughty. I was a troublemaker, and already was sent into a sanatorium in the Tatras by under the Czech government. And she said it was would be a great idea for me to go to England. They might make something out of me. I think she was right too. We left by train. We traveled through Germany. We were 120 mixed kids. And my highlights from the journey was every time the train stopped, we went and filled up our pockets with stones. And every time we passed the German village, we threw stones. Anyway, we arrived, we were getting these army rations the American soldiers were getting, including three cigarettes, which I remember. And I think the name of those cigarettes were Carmel. And we arrived in Belgium for some unknown reason. And they took us for a day trip of Brussels. And then we got onto a train to Paris. So we stayed in Paris for about 3 weeks. They offered us French citizenship, but none of us wanted to stay in France because we felt it's still Europe. England is not in Europe anymore, although it is in Europe. You know, it was an island and this is it. We don't want Europe. So after staying there for at least a month, then we were told we're going to England. We crossed the channel, and of course I was so ill, I wanted to die, and we were told by some Polish soldiers to go and sit down. But the first time being on a ship, the first time seeing the sea, well, you know, and we were very ill. We arrived in New Haven, and we all stood there, and one of the customs officers came up to me and asked me how old I was. And I says, I am 16. He wouldn't believe it because I always looked older. I'm surprised I remember now suddenly. I don't remember where I put my glasses sometimes. She said, well, you got it on you. But I remember now, I remember. So anyway, so he said to me, you know, we had somebody there who waited for us. This boy doesn't look 16, he looks like 25. Well, today I'm 19, everybody tells me I look like 70. So I must have caught up. So anyway, they filled out some papers for us. He said to me, what is your name? So at home I was known as Ossi, Oscar. So I said, I didn't want to be Ossi, I want to be Meyer. So he said to me, how do you spell your name? So I said it like in Czech, M-A-J-E-R. Oh, he said, you are a major. So I became a major.